Good morning. So it was around 10 years ago when Eva, my daughter, she was around 3 years old, and my other daughter, Sonia, she was 1 year old. And we had two old cars. And my wife, she was going to school to become a chaplain. And we actually applied for immigration at that time, and so there was this lawyer's fee. And so we were so busy in paying the bills. We had to buy milk powder for kids. We also had to buy their diapers, as you know how many diapers kids use these days. Also, lawyer's fee were really, really expensive. And I was working from home for a Christian ministry. And so at that time, the only way as a family we could sustain and survive was by using credit card. And so I had this American Express credit card. And so I started to use that credit card. And after a few months, I even stopped opening the bills, because I realized that if I look at the bill, most likely I'm going to be very depressed. And so I stopped opening the bills, and it continued for 2 years. And after 2 years, eventually my wife got a job as a chaplain in Redding, California. And so from Marin County, we moved to Redding, California. And now we started to have two incomes. And then after almost 2-3 months, I had the courage to open the bill from American Express. And we realized, or actually I realized, I think my wife still doesn't know, that we were in $10,000 debt. And in the next 2 years, we were able to repay all the money. And so after 2 years, we were debt-free. And then I felt how amazing it feels not to have debt. And so, dear people of God, this morning, we are going to continue our sermon series under the title, How to Gain Control Over Our Finances. And today, we are going to talk about avoiding debt. And I know it is a very, very sensitive subject matter. And that's why I'm going to get lots of help from different sources this morning. But I wanted to just share my story and letting you know that I know how it feels to be in debt. I know the emotional and spiritual struggle one might have when that person, that family is going through that difficult time. I also know the fact that there are times, there are circumstances beyond us and we cannot do anything about it except ask God's help, and God does come through. But sometimes we walk through that difficult journey. And so, for this morning, I want to draw a few biblical principles from the scripture which will help us to avoid debt. And this is an answer to your debt if you're in one of those. But what it says, that there is a possibility that God will help us to overcome. And so this isn't your final answer from me. This isn't my direction how you need to take care of your finances. This is biblical suggestions coming from the scripture, and eventually it will be you that you would negotiate and have conversation and prayer time with your God and eventually find out what is the best possible way for you. And at the same time, I'm available to have conversation with you if you ever need to talk with me about this. So the first principle I see in the Bible, it says, the Bible does not say it is sin to borrow money. Okay, so turn to your neighbor and says, it is okay to borrow money. All right? Because all of us, or those who bought the houses and bought the car, first car at least, we realize that we cannot really pay such a huge amount of money without actually taking help of a bank or other financial institution. And so it is okay to borrow money when there is a drastic need. And Bible does encourage. In fact, in so many ways, actually, Bible encourages one another to be helpful, to be generous and kind in the times of crisis. So it is okay to borrow money. The second principle, it is wrong not to repay the debt. Turn to your neighbor and says, it is wrong not to repay debt. You know, that the scripture is Psalm 37:21. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. So what happens if you do not repay your debt? What the scripture is calling you?
Wicked.
Okay, I didn't call, but this is what the scripture is calling you. Okay, and so again, Bible encourages, not like Bible strongly recommends us that if we have a debt, we need to repay it. The third one, don't worry, but plan for the future. Turn to your neighbor and says, don't worry, but plan for the future. Now, you know, as I said, this is a difficult sermon to preach, and I'm going to get a lot of help from outside sources. And I'm going to read the scripture from the Bible. It is found in the book of Proverbs. And there are so many translations, and one of them is Message, the Message version. And I'm going to read it for us. It's not there up there. I have it here with me. Sorry, Mimi and Philip. But I'm going to read it, and I want you to be open to hear the Word of God. And this is a little bit hard and tough, but remember, this is not me saying, amen? This is coming from the Scripture. So here we go. Again, book of Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 to 11. You lazy fool. Look at an ant. Watch it closely. Let it teach you thing or two. Nobody has to tell it what to do. All summer it stores up food. At harvest it stockpiles provisions. So how long are you going to laze around doing nothing? How long before you get out of bed? A nap here, a nap there, a day off here, a day off there. Sit back, take it easy. Do you know what comes next? Just this, you can look forward to a dirt poor life. Poverty, your permanent house guest. This is hard, right? It's tough. And that's why I had to read it from here, from the scripture. Basically, it tells us, dear people of God, that God wants us to plan for our future. And often people actually misunderstand the promise which Jesus gives in the book of Matthew, where Jesus says, don't worry about future. Look at the birds. God provides their need. And often, I've noticed Christian people would take it. They're like, well, God is going to take care of me, and I don't have to worry. I don't have to work. I can just do whatever I want. I can be lazy around. That's what some people misunderstand and use this scripture out of context. But here there is this other scripture which is like very harsh, very tough, very poignant, and very straight to us. Amen? And so again, the scripture does encourage us that we plan for our future. We don't worry always. We don't be anxious, because again, if you worry and be anxious all the time, that is going to steal the joy away from us, which God wants to give us. That is going to steal life away from us, which is a gift of God. That will take away the comfort which God has blessed us with. So, Bible surely talks about not worrying about our future. But also, Bible does encourage us, dear people of God, to plan for our future. And the fifth one is, don't buy stuff you can't afford. Now, that's a hard one, right? I can actually talk more about it. But instead of that, I'm going to invite actually Steve and Amy, my good friend, and I think they will talk to us. Let's look at.
Hi. I just can't get these numbers to add up.
It's like we're never going to get out of this hole.
Credit card debt, does it ever end?
Maybe I can help.
We sure could use it.
We've tried debt consolidation companies.
We've even taken out loans to help make payments.
Well, you're not the only ones. Did you know millions of Americans live with debt they cannot control? That's why I developed this unique new program for managing your debt. It's called Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford.
Oh, let me see that. If you don't have any money, you should not buy anything. Sounds interesting.
Sounds confusing.
I don't know, honey. This makes a lot of sense. There's a whole section here on how to buy expensive things using money you save.
Give me that. And where would you get this saved money?
I tell you where and how in chapter 3.
Okay, but what if I want something but I don't have any money?
You don't buy it.
Well, let's say I don't have enough money to buy something. Should I buy it anyway?
No.
Now I'm really confused.
It's a little confusing at first.
Well, what if you have the money? Can you buy something?
Yes.
Now take the money away. Same story?
Nope. You shouldn't buy stuff when you don't have the money.
I think I got it. I buy something I want and then hope that I can pay for it, right?
No. You make sure you have money, then you buy it.
Oh, then you buy it. But shouldn't you buy it before you have the money?
No.
Why not?
It's in the book. It's only one page long. The advice is priceless, and the book is free.
Wow, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, we can put it on our credit card.
So get out of debt now. Write for your free copy of Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford. And if you order now, you'll also receive Seriously, if you don't have the money, don't buy it. Along with a 12-month subscription to Stop Buying Stuff magazine. So order today.
Amen. So I'm glad I didn't have to talk much about it, right? I think they made a good point. And the last one is, debt is not a sin, but it is a slavery. Debt is not a sin, it is a slavery. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to the lender. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to this lender. See, there is no ethical sin when we borrow money. But we all have been in the place where we work so hard and try to make a good living and eventually realize that we have to give all that hard work to somebody else. And when you live in that cloud for a long time, you feel like you're a slave. You're working hard, you're doing your best, you're using your resources, but eventually whatever you're gaining, somebody else come and take it. I have a doctor friend, and you know, we were talking about retirement the other day, and he told me that, Rajiv, there is no way I can retire for a long time. I said, what happened? So like, well, I married 3 times, and I have a bunch of kids. And I divorced 3 times, and all my money goes to spousal support and child care. And so, yes, he married 3 times, and unfortunately, he's still single. And he's also very difficult in a financial situation. I realized that he is feeling constantly a slave. He realizing that there is nothing he can do in this life because every time when he plans for a travel, well, there is no way he can do it. Every time when he plans for a dinner with friends, like, yeah, sorry, I can't make it. When I look at my finances, I don't have that extra money. Now, he isn't just ordinary person, as I said. He is a doctor. And as we know, they make pretty good money. And many of us, dear people of God, in our personal life, among our friends and family members, we know people are going through that difficult time where they feel enslaved because of the debt they are in. And so this morning, I have a wonderful news. And the news is that when God gives us freedom, it is not only from our past, it is not only from our shame, it is not only from other circumstances, but God also wants to free us from the slavery of debt. Because God's freedom, God's salvation, is a holistic salvation. Amen? Because God wants us to enjoy this life. He wants to give us this prosperous, abundant, fulfilled, successful life here on the earth and after this too. And all we have to do is, dear people of God, walk with God, open ourselves to God, and be ready for God's directions and God's principles so that as we live with those, I'm sure you will find your freedom. Let us close our eyes and pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much because you are God of freedom. When people of Israel, when they were slaves in Egypt, Lord, you, with your strong and mighty arm, you pulled them out. And eventually you brought them to the promised land where they had milk and honey and plenty for them to eat and enjoy. Lord, I have experienced that healing power. I have experienced that freedom in my life. And many of us have experienced that freedom in our lives, Lord. But there might be individual, there might be family among us. They might be feeling like a slave of debt. And so, Lord, we pray that, Lord, you would reach out to those individuals. And, Lord, you will also bless us that we would walk in the victory through Jesus Christ. Help us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.